We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But right now we want to turn our attention to something that was talked about a lot during the legislative session. Sharing teacher pension counts costs with towns, and nobody better to talk about that than the executive director of the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities, Joe DeLong. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm jealous. I'd rather be at the TPC talking about the golf than this, but that's okay. We'll do what we have to do, I guess.
Exactly. Right. Well, you know what the funny thing is? When you cover the tournament like I do, the way we do it, you barely see any golf. It's really exactly. It's really weird. We're in our little glass enclosed booth here in the media center, but it's nice. It's nice to be out. So it seems like maybe that municipalities have dodged the bullet this year, but that's not necessarily the story going forward. How do you read the situation?
Well, you know, it narrows down to the teacher's retirement issue, obviously, but that's just a snapshot of a bigger picture of the puzzle where none of the taxpayers have really dodged any bullets because the budget that was put together, I think, you know, well, it didn't do any harm, which is a good thing.
Fine.
At the same time, I don't think it really addressed any of the challenges, you know, that we went in with at the beginning of session. Those things still loom to some degree. And, you know, so with that, I think some of these proposals that continue to come up year after year to address these challenges are going to continue to come up. And one of those is that teacher's retirement shift. And, you know, our position from CCM has never been we don't want to be a part of this solution, not our problem, leave us alone. It's been more of, if you're going to address the issue, address it more holistically. There's more to this than just taking it and shifting it out of the income tax and into the property tax.
Right.
There has to be levels of reform involved. And, you know, this General Assembly, you know, whether it's because of partisanship or whether it's because of the different caucuses within the caucus, there just seems to be a real anti-reform type of appetite that goes on. It seems to be more about just cobbling together a budget year after year.
Initially, Joe, first of all, good morning. Great to have you on. You know, first of all, initially, I think the governor said, okay, I'm going to start turning some of these expenses back to you, the pension costs. Then it was, no, I'm not going to do it. So where is it now? Is he starting to creep back into some of the legislatures you're talking about, legislators? Are they trying to put it back in your hands to a degree?
Well, you know, I think they've been trying to do that for quite some time. And obviously, we've been pushing back on that very hard. But at the same time, you know, this session, and I'll give Governor Lamont's administration credit for this. When we dealt with this with the prior administration, it was just a fight. It was, we want to do it. You guys don't want to do it. Let's see who wins. With Governor Lamont's administration, we were at the table having conversations. And I think they were productive conversations. Many things that we suggested needed to be done in areas of reform. So this doesn't become just a massive property tax increase.
Right.
And I think the governor was listening. Unfortunately, those conversations started too late in the game to try to bring them to finality with the General Assembly and get the General Assembly to actually take some tough and difficult actions. I think when the governor realized that our fears were gonna come to reality, which was there wasn't going to be any reform, there wasn't going to be anything meaningful, and if this proposal passed, it was just going to end up as a big shift into the property tax, which, you know, ultimately what a lot of people don't realize is if you do things to relieve pressure on the state by shifting them into the property tax is such a major component on economic development and prosperity that what ends up happening is sales taxes and income taxes end up going down because your economy suffers from increasing those property tax anymore. So I think where we stand with this thing is we're saying we're still willing to have the conversation as soon as you're willing to have a meaningful conversation about true reform and true property tax reform, and it just isn't a cost shifting proposal.
All right. Is that the way, and we got to go, but is that the way both sides win in this?
Well, that's the way the taxpayers win, you know, which I think is what we're the most interested in.
Right, obviously.
Can develop can really get Connecticut back on a path to growth. And that's what we have to do to get on a path to growth.
John, I'm going to ask one last question. A number of your members, member towns in CCM, have voted basically a sense of the room saying we're against tolls. Has CCM taken a position overall?
Yeah, you know, it's a mixed bag with our members. And to answer your question, CCM has taken not a direct position, but we've taken a position of saying, okay, we're willing to look at this. We do think money needs to go in the special transportation fund, but before we're going to endorse any concept, we have to see what it is.
Hey, Joe.
In theory, we think it's the right conversation, but we have to see how the legislation is going to work.
Great talking to you.
Thanks, Joe.
Great. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.